Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
So today we're going to be talking about the first day of our literature article for this month. It's about a book, The Hobbit. Now this book was a hugely influential book on me when I was growing up. I can't remember whether I read it or my parents read it to me, but I was probably no more than 6 or 7 years old. Had a huge effect on me. It's still one of my favorites. Do you remember any books having a big effect on you at a young age?
This was definitely one of them. Mm. I remember one time when I used to play baseball when I was a kid,
right.
And one of my teammates came up to me and he said, "Have you been to the Shire?" And I had no idea what he was talking about, so I had to go home and look up what he was meaning by the Shire. I realized it was from these J.R.R. Tolkien books, this one and, of course, The Lord of the Rings. And then I had to read them, and I was absolutely taken by them. It takes you to another world.
It sure does, yeah. The Hobbit is, he wrote it first, but it ended up kind of being a prequel of sorts to The Lord of the Rings, talking about what happens 60 or so years before that story. Of course, it's been some movies that have been on the big screen over the last few years, one each year. But the book and the movie have got some differences, so if you've only seen the movies, you may be surprised by a few things from the books. Well, today we're going to read through the first part of the article, so let's get started.
Reading
The Hobbit. Bilbo Baggins is a hobbit. He never does anything unexpected or has any adventures. Then one day, Gandalf the Wizard comes to tea with 13 dwarves. Their king, Thorin Oakenshield, wants Bilbo to go on an adventure. They will travel to the Lonely Mountain to win back their home and gold. There's only one problem. Inside the mountain lives Smaug, an enormous fire-breathing dragon. Bilbo is reluctant, but with Gandalf's encouragement, he joins the dwarves at the last minute. Gandalf helps them escape from trolls and enter the hidden valley of Rivendell. There, the elves tell Thorin and Bilbo about a secret door that will help them recover the treasure. However, a storm hits them while they are crossing the misty mountains on the way. They have to hide in a cave where they are captured by evil goblins. Once again, Gandalf comes to the rescue. As they run from the goblins, Bilbo gets lost in the dark. On the ground, he finds a golden ring. He doesn't know it yet, but that ring will change his life forever.
So the article begins by saying Bilbo Baggins is a hobbit. He is our main character, Bilbo Baggins. He's a hobbit who is probably about 2 to 4 feet high. He's a little fellow who has very hairy feet. He's kind of fat, and he's not exactly the main model for a hero that you might expect.
He's an unexpected hero, but he never does anything unexpected or has any adventures. I think this is almost directly from the book. This is what he says, or what the writer says about him. He doesn't do unexpected things. He just does usual, everyday things. And he doesn't have adventures. An adventure is something you do that's exciting. Perhaps it's a little bit dangerous as well. But these are not things that Bilbo Baggins does. He tends to play it safe.
Yeah, he just kind of hangs out at home. He sort of makes his food and he eats it. He's actually quite rich, so he doesn't need to work. He just basically just sort of hangs out and takes it really easy, smokes his pipe. Then, one day, as our article says, Gandalf the Wizard comes to tea with 13 dwarves. And this basically is going to completely turn his life upside down. So a wizard, of course, is someone who can use powerful magic, although, interestingly, Gandalf doesn't really use the kind of big magic you might see, say, in a Harry Potter story.
That's right. He kind of does like the small little things, especially in the beginning.
Hmm.
They look just like tricks. Things
yeah.
That will make people laugh or make people go, ooh, and ah, and things like that. We don't see the big amazing spells. He's coming with these dwarves, and A dwarf and a hobbit. What's the difference between the two? Dwarves are also small.
Dwarves are small, yeah, maybe about 5 feet tall in Tolkien's stories. They always have beards, big long beards, even the women.
Even the women.
Even the dwarf women are bearded.
That's attractive.
Yeah, so you can't quite tell them apart some of the time. So some of these 13 could have been women, for all we know. They were possibly men, but it's never really said. But they are kind of like strong. They were supposed to have kind of been born out of stone. They kind of have a love for gold and things like that. And they don't easily forget when somebody does something wrong to them.
And they're brave, too.
They're fairly brave, yes.
They're like warriors.
Yes, they are a fairly warlike people.
And their king, Thorin Oakenshield, wants Bilbo to go on an adventure. The one thing that he never does, that's what they're asking him to do. So not only do they show up unannounced, they just kind of drop in on Bilbo, and he's kind of thinking, well, what is everybody
doing? What's going on?
What's going on? Why are you here? They want him to come on an adventure with them. And they will travel to the Lonely Mountain to win back their home and gold. That's what Pat was just mentioning. They do like their gold, but they want to get their home back. So they want to go back and, I guess, go on some sort of adventure. Perhaps there's going to be a battle mm-hmm. of some kind to get these things back.
Yeah, they're going to win something back. To win something back means to recover something that's kind of already been taken from you. You haven't just lost it and left it somewhere. You have actually had it taken, although you could lose it by your own behavior. For example, we say, I need to win back someone's trust after I let them down and now they no longer trust me. But here they want to win back their homes and win back their gold. However, there is only one problem, okay? If you win something back, you've got to win it back from someone. And inside the mountain lives Smaug, an enormous fire-breathing dragon.
That's a problem.
That is a huge problem. It's just one problem, but it's a big one. In fact, the word enormous means really big, and it can both describe Smaug and the problem. It's an enormous problem.
Bilbo is reluctant. That's understandable. If you're mm-hmm. reluctant, it means you don't really want to do something. For example, if Pat came to me and said, let's go run 10 kilometers, I would say, well, you know, I'm watching TV and I don't really feel like hurting my feet. That's reluctant. You don't really feel like or want to do something. But with Gandalf's encouragement, he joins the dwarves at the last minute. Encouragement means that you try to persuade or convince somebody that they can do something. You say, come on, you can do it. You can come with us on this adventure to win back our home and our gold. You can be a brave warrior too. And he joins them at the last minute. If you do something at the last minute, it means you do something very suddenly when there is not much time left before you could not do that anymore.
That's right. And that's also today's shortcut for you. So we'll take a short break now and learn more about the phrase at the last minute.
Shortcut for you.
Vina, you need to hand in your homework in the next 10 seconds or I'll have to fail you.
Here you go, teacher.
Why do you always do things at the last minute?
I spent more than a minute on this homework. I stayed up last night.
What I mean is, why did you hand it in at the last minute? Which means at the last possible moment or opportunity.
Oh, so at the last minute means 最后一刻,紧要关头.
I think you know very well what it means.
Are you angry with me, teacher?
Yes, and I think I will fail you anyway just to teach you a lesson.
Please don't, teacher. I just want to spend more time on my homework and get it right for you because you're my favorite teacher.
Okay, I've changed my mind at the last minute. You get an A.
Ha ha.
Hi guys, welcome back. We're talking about The Hobbit, the book The Hobbit, Bilbo has been encouraged by Gandalf to go off an adventure, and so now we're getting into the adventure itself. What's happening to them? The article says, Gandalf helps them escape from trolls and enter the hidden valley of Rivendell. So if you escape from something, you get free from something, or avoid something, or in this case, someone, because they escape, they get free from three very large trolls, which are kind of big, ugly, man-eating monsters that appear in a lot of old stories, particularly from Northern Europe. Those places are full of stories of trolls, so Tolkien's kind of using some of those old European stories to kind of influence his writing here.
So they get into Rivendell, and there the elves tell Thorin and Bilbo about a secret door that will help them recover the treasure. We've got another mythical, it's not a creature, they're almost like men, they're mm-hmm. elves, and they're different from, say, the dwarves or the hobbits. They're more thin, I guess, and slender.
Yeah,
they're
tall, more beautiful.
Pretty.
Yeah.
They don't have beards if they're women. That's
also true.
They're
yeah.
quite different from hobbits
yeah.
or dwarves.
And they live forever. They actually never die. So they've lived in the world a long time. And they sort of have a lot of knowledge about things that are going on because they've been there for so long. And they tell Thorin, the king, and Bilbo about this secret door, a hidden door, a door that doesn't look like a door until you find a way to open it. And that will help them to recover the treasure. So it's a door in the mountain. They can use it to get in, maybe avoid the dragon, and recover the treasure. Now, to recover, R-E-C-O-V-E-R, recover, means to get back something that you lost or that you have spent. So, for example, if you pay for dinner one night and then you eat that dinner, you can't recover the money, but if you maybe buy an item and then you decide you don't want it anymore, you could return it to the store and recover the money you spent on that.
Okay, so they're going to go try to find this door to recover the treasure. However, a storm hits them while they are crossing the misty mountains on the way. This is going to cause them quite a bit of trouble. They have to hide in a cave where they are captured by evil goblins. If you are captured, it means somebody takes you by force, or you take something by force. We often talk about, say, an army capturing the enemy's base,
mm-hmm.
or
a town
capturing the other soldiers. In this case, they are captured by these evil goblins. These are other creatures, evil creatures. In old European stories, they are tricksters, they are bad guys, basically, and they're very ugly. They're usually green in color. They have sharp teeth, pointy ears, that sort of thing.
Yeah, in the Lord of the Rings, Tolkien uses the word orc, O-R-C, for the kind of monsters, the enemy soldiers, these evil creatures. In The Hobbit, he uses the word goblins more. The word is kind of interchangeable. Orc, goblin is kind of broadly the same thing for Tolkien, although over the years, goblin has come to mean a kind of smaller, meaner creature, whereas an orc, for example, anybody who's played the World of Warcraft games or something like that, they'll know orcs are kind of bigger, more muscular, more savage. So, but these are goblins, these are kind of evil little creatures, quite cruel, but not stupid. They're reasonably smart. So they've captured the dwarves, they've taken them down into the mountains, these misty mountains, which the dwarves and Bilbo are crossing, but once again, Gandalf comes to the rescue. So if you come to the rescue, you act, you do something in order to rescue someone or something. What Gandalf actually does is use his big magic for kind of the first time. He causes a lot of fire and light and smoke to appear, scares all the goblins. He uses a magic sword to stab and kill the goblin leader, grabs the dwarves, and he runs off. That's how he does it.
As they run from the goblins, Bilbo gets lost in the dark. Uh-oh, it's dark in there. He can't see. There's not a lot of light. But on the ground, he finds a golden ring. I'm sure you guys are familiar with what this ring is going to come to mean later. Or perhaps you're not. We won't give it away.
Yeah, not just yet.
He doesn't know it yet, but the ring will change his life forever.
Yeah. Wow. The phrase in the book is it's a turning point in his career. Because kind of up until this point, Bilbo has kind of been a passenger. He's been carried, he's been thrown around, he's been captured and rescued, and he hasn't really done anything. It's not really his adventure. He's just kind of going along with what's happening. But getting that ring is going to turn things around for him. And it's from now on, he's going to start making his own decisions and start taking his own actions. He's kind of going to take control of his life. But we're going to find out about that in tomorrow and the third day's article is what Bilbo starts to do. Now he's got this golden ring. But now we're going to end today's lesson and move on to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
Okay, today's question is, has anything unexpected ever happened to you? And the follow-up question, how did that turn out? Okay, I'm sure we've gone through life and there's all sorts of strange situations we found ourselves in at some point. Can you think of one?
Coming to Taiwan was unexpected for me, actually.
Okay.
I had a friend who had lived here for a year, and after school was done, after I finished university, I didn't know what to do, and she said, go to Taiwan. And I said, okay. And 2 weeks later, I was here. And I never expected to be here for so long. I've now lived here for 10 years
wow.
or more. I thought I would be here for a few months, maybe a year, and that was very unexpected for it to turn out that I would be here for so long, but wonderfully unexpected, unexpected in a good way. So it all turned out very well. What about you, Pat? What's unexpected?
Okay, I guess unexpected was somebody, this was a couple of years ago, somebody contacted me and said, hey, we need you to be just an extra in a movie, you know, background character standing around in the background somewhere, come out to Chiang Kai-shek Airport off in Taoyuan on this particular day, and that's all you need. Just bring normal clothes, and that's it. So, and then I get there, and then I realize that this is Lucy being filmed a couple of years
Scarlett
ago.
Scarlett Johansson.
Who was there in the airport.
Unreal.
Now, I didn't get to talk to her, but we did see her as she kind of came out, stood around and stuff. So, you know, there's me just sort of just there standing around being an extra or waiting for the camera to set up. And there is one of the most beautiful actresses in the world, you know, not 10 meters away, kind of getting ready for her scenes. So that was pretty unexpected. You know, they weren't going to let us talk to her or anything. They weren't going to let us go and say, oh, Scarlett, I love you so much. Here's my number, give me a call sometime, I'll show you Taipei. But hey, it was pretty fun to be there.
So the lesson you can take away from this is if somebody gives you an offer, say yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
If
do
Pat
not
would have said,
that.
No, I'm going to stay home and wash my hair, never would have happened. Or if
exactly.
I would have said, well, I'm not going to go to Taiwan, I would be back in my hometown, probably not having the wonderful adventures that I'm having today.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Bilbo wasn't really sure. He kind of just went along with what was happening. Gandalf kind of talked him into it, which, by the way, is kind of Gandalf's biggest magic power. He talks people into things really well, but he went with it. Now he's having all sorts of adventures. They're not going too well for him so far. He's been attacked, rescued, captured, and knocked out and lost in the dark, so not so much fun for him so far. Things will change. We'll have to continue the story to see how it turns out for him in the end. But we're out of time for today. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for part two of The Hobbit. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Hobbit. Bilbo Baggins is a hobbit. He never does anything unexpected or has any adventures. Then one day, Gandalf the Wizard comes to tea with 13 dwarves. Their king, Thorin Oakenshield, wants Bilbo to go on an adventure. They will travel to the Lonely Mountain to win back their home and gold. There's only one problem. Inside the mountain lives Smaug, an enormous fire-breathing dragon. Bilbo is reluctant, but with Gandalf's encouragement, he joins the dwarves at the last minute. Gandalf helps them escape from trolls and enter the hidden valley of Rivendell. There, the elves tell Thorin and Bilbo about a secret door that will help them recover the treasure. However, a storm hits them while they are crossing the misty mountains on the way. They have to hide in a cave where they are captured by evil goblins. Once again, Gandalf comes to the rescue. As they run from the goblins, Bilbo gets lost in the dark. On the ground, he finds a golden ring. He doesn't know it yet, but that ring will change his life forever.
Vocabulary Review.
Adventure. Traveling to the U.S. by myself was certainly an adventure. Encouragement. Thanks to my friends' encouragement, I decided to enter the singing contest at school. Escape. The prisoner escaped from jail, but was quickly caught by the police. Recover. Jamie left his bag on the airplane, but luckily the cabin crew was able to recover it for him. Capture. The man who robbed the bank was captured by the police last night after a car chase.